This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Opponents of a proposition to legalize psychedelic mushrooms are conceding the contest. While the Associated Press has not officially said that Prop 122 has passed, it is slightly ahead with 51% of the preliminary vote count. CPR's Ben Marcus was at Tuesday's proponents' election night watch party.
Well, it felt like a reunion of Amendment 64, the ballot measure to legalize recreational cannabis in Colorado. A lot of the same figures were pushing the psilocybin, some of the same donors, some of the same folks who wrote Amendment 64 were there. I think this is the logical next step in the progressive drug policy movement was psilocybin.
What an interesting timing, because didn't we just pass the anniversary of the legalization of marijuana in Colorado?
That's right, 10 years.
Though the measure does not allow for storefront sales, it does create a path for licensed healing centers where people can consume in a regulated setting. Democratic Senator Michael Bennett won his re-election bid last night. He defeated his Republican opponent Joe O'Day with 55% of the vote. Moderate voter Lyle Darrow usually leans to the right, but the Lyons resident was unimpressed with O'Day's campaign.
O'Day doesn't really resonate with me. I would think that he would. You know, his campaign out here in Colorado has been running as the moderate conservative, but I guess I don't quite see it, actually.
This will be Bennett's third term. There's an Amber Alert for a missing infant. Denver police are looking for a 2006 gray four-door Audi sedan with duct tape affixed to the front bumper. This is CPR News. It's 5:06.